energy on the west side of Mammoth Mountain in the San Joaquin River. He dammed up that river and produced electrical power, which we utilized in Los Angeles and built Los Angeles with, and eventually powered and built the economy of Los Angeles based on that electrical power. And then he built the red car system, which was electrical. Now, I'm offering to you a new source of energy, which you should know about, and that is boron. Boron, like uranium, has stored energy. Just like uranium breaks up in a nuclear reaction, boron will break up in a nuclear reaction when impacted by hydrogen. We are building such a reactor in Lake Forest, Tri Alpha Energy Company. The patent is by Norman Rostocker of UCI, and he's been working on it for about 30 years. He's 84, but in any case, he's funded with excessive funds from overseas. We need to utilize that system. The Navy is also working on a system which you voted on, I'm sure, with the stimulus funds on page 166 of that. The Navy got funds to do the same type of reactor development at China Lake. We have 25% of the resources reserves of boron in boron.
What's your question?
So please look into that.
I think
and
you just.
Why can't you look into that, please?
Okay, thank you. We will.
We have a question.
Question over here.
Paul Glapp, City Councilor Laguna Niguel, and I have a question with regards to not putting down any more concrete, but at the same time, we need to improve the mobility between Orange County and San Diego. What role can high-speed rail play in completing the 241 South?
What role can high-speed rail play in completing the 241 South? Well, that would be the, I'm assuming you're talking about Antonio Parkway down to, through, and connecting into the San Onofre, just below it area. We're actually working on that, as many of these people know in here, because it's been a very controversial project down there, and we're still working on a new alignment. Actually, the TCA has a new alignment that we've been trying to talk the Marines into really taking a look at, and we've been working with environmentalists to ensure that we can try to get that done. I actually have high hopes. I think we've actually turned around some of the Congress people who were adamantly opposed to doing that. But these projects take a long time. I mean, and look how long we've been talking about doing high-speed rail up and down the state of California. So the project that we're looking at right now, of course, with respect to this, would be from Anaheim up to San Francisco. But we certainly have voted monies for improvements to the passenger rail that we have going down into San Diego. And that will have to exist and be bettered and modernized to move people down through into San Diego until we can build a 241 that a majority of people who are willing to sit down at the table and work on things are willing to help with, and until we decide that maybe high speed goes on down to San Diego. Are you picking the people? You pick the people so I don't get in trouble.
Congresswoman, I'm glad you're here. Actually, it's a good time. The question was about Foothill South. I didn't have intention to bring that up. My question was originally, I'm going to relate to that, is you're going to be very helpful to answer this question. The high-speed rail won't be successful for, Mike did a great job in PPP, public-private partnership.
Oh, I know Mike a long time.
I know. I really, really appreciate what he brought up. It won't happen until people are sure that they're not going to take a big risk financing it. And there are a lot of uncertainties. We have a lot of barriers in California. And we praise China and India. We bring China to the economy. 20 years ago, my former firm, we sent people to, they used World Bank money to build bridges. We told them how to do it. And now they've got the biggest in the world. We helped them do that. Now, I guess we put more barriers. We want to clean the world by doing it in California. Senate Bill 375 is great, Assembly Bill 32, all of these. Foothill South is a stop because some people worry about pocket mouse rather than saving their mothers and sisters during emergencies to get to the hospital, because we need egress. You brought up a great point, egress, we need them. What do you think you can do to remove some of the barriers so we can encourage people investing it in and get the jobs moving? Quito South has to be built. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of money because of some of the barriers. We don't have it elsewhere.
Well, let me just say something about our system, because you know, when I first, I'm trained as an MBA. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm a businesswoman, and I think like a businesswoman, and I love business, and here I am in government, okay? But I remember working, when I worked at the Transportation Commission, I used to throw up my hands and think, you know, God, you know, why can't we get this done? You know, why is it so wrong? And I remember one of the leaders at the time who worked there, he sat me down one day and he said, government is not supposed to be efficient. It's actually supposed to be effective. Now, I come from business at an efficiency standpoint. He says, what I mean by that, effective, is that our process is set up that everybody who wants to be heard has to feel like they were heard. They may not get what they want, but they have to be heard. And that's the system that we have in our government. So, you know, when all these people say, I'm a CEO and I'm going to run California, or I'm a CEO and I'm going to run Washington, D.C., or, you know, I mean, I learned after a while of being in that agency that the truth of the matter is that if you don't believe that issue of it has to be effective in the sense that you have to allow people to have their say, it's going to blow up in your face. And the problem with 241, I'll be very honest with all of you, was that that process was not used. And we wasted a lot of time because we didn't do the right thing. And we should have had everybody at the table. And we just thought we could blow by and get it done. And that's why we're now behind. Now we've moved back and we are using the process that government is supposed to use, in the sense that people want to have a say. We don't have to do necessarily what they want, because everybody's going to have a different idea. We just have to ensure that that was enshrined. If they were going to put a freeway behind your house and take half of your yard, you would want to have a say in that. And that's what the system is built to do. So we're going to get there. I have no doubt we're going to get to having a system that will allow us to move into San Diego other than just the five that we have right now. It's just that we have to go through that process. And those people who work for agencies, or those who are consultants to agencies, many of you in this room, understand that. I mean, you've seen the process enough to know that you need to do the work up front in order to be able to get the road through.
I was just told that you have to leave for your next event. You want to take one quick question?
Okay. How about this guy? Hi.
Bob Huddy with the Train Riders Association of California. Mike earlier talked about the need for stable policy, public-private partnerships, and we talked about the need for stable funding. We're going to reauthorize the, we're on continuing resolutions. We have no T now, I think would be the phrase we have now. We're on continuing resolutions and appropriations process. Given the jobs-making potential and the need to stabilize, refine, bring in some of this private investment, why are we putting off the reauthorization until 2013?
It's called politics. Okay? You have to realize that I'm not just a legislator, I'm a politician. You know, so politics, I mean, you could say that I wish that I walked through the front door of the House of Representatives every day and there were no politics involved, but it involves politics. It's always about... There's a big component of politics, and you have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that. So, because I do come from the business world, I've been 14 years, and you know, I think that the U.S. government would be much better off if we had a 1-year operating plan, but we had at least a 5-year capital investment plan. I mean, most businesses have a capital plan and they have an operating plan. Your federal government doesn't do that, okay? It doesn't do that. If it did, we'd have more stability and long-term projects would cost us a lot less, because business needs to have predictability more than anything else. Business people have to have predictability. Why would I invest in a fixed cost factory if I've only got a 1-year contract? You know, I'm going to have to charge.